I'm having a goddamn blast on tour with this Big Mouth and a Small Town tour. So I've added some dates and wanted to let you know where I'm headed next. March 14th, I will be in Lakeside, Arizona. And then the 15th and 16th, I'm finally coming to Tucson. So if you're in Tucson, I'm coming to Laughs Comedy Cafe. Get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. My good friend Noah Kopfer will be featuring at those shows. He'll also be with me the following weekend when I come to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Grins, I cannot wait to see you guys again. Those are always some of my favorite shows, and I'm sure this year will be no exception. And then I am headed up to my home state of Alaska for the Alaska Before You Die Fest. Anchorage, you better not fucking sit on these tickets. They're going fast. There's a few left. April 5th, I will be doing shows at the Gumbo House. It's downtown. I'm doing an early and a late show, one night only. It's an intimate venue, so tickets are limited. It's going to be out of control. If you've come to my show at Coots before, you know how fun they are. This venue is so much better for comedy. I can't even explain it. Just get fucking tickets. These shows are going to be wild. And then on the 6th, I'm headed down to Homer, Alaska. I am coming, performing there for the first time. Alice's Champagne Palace. And then on the 7th, I will be in Seward, Alaska. So Anchorage, Homer, Seward, we're having a goddamn good time. I'm going to come kill it all those shows because I'm a fucking Alaskan assassin. Am I sorry I said that? I don't know. Listen, Dayton, Kentucky, 12th of April. If you are in the Cincinnati-ish area, Dayton, Ohio, Dayton, Kentucky, this is your chance to see me at a really cool new venue called the Commonwealth Sanctuary. And then I am headed to Portland, May 3rd. I'm headlining the Rip City Comedy Festival. I will be at McMenamin's Mission Theater. You guys, this is a cool theater. We want it to be packed out because of course I want it to be packed out. But also, like, let's have a goddamn good time in this nice, beautiful theater. So come to that. It's going to be a hell of a time. I can't wait to come back to Portland. And then Wisconsin, I'm headed back your way. But this time I'm coming to Janesville, May 17th and 18th. Green Bay on the 19th. And then what up, Florida? St. Pete, Tampa. I'm coming your way. Tampa, I will be there June 2nd. And St. Pete, they're ahead of that, May 31st. Tampa, I'm at Side Splitters. And if you go to the links in all of my bios or go to their website to get tickets, for a limited time, you can use the code JMS and get $5 off tickets. And wherever you are, I'm trying to get people to buy tickets early instead of waiting to the last minute and making me panic, so that if it is going to sell out, it sells out faster, so that I know that, the club knows that, maybe we can add a second show. It just FYI, that helps every artist that you're a fan of. So if you can ever buy ASAP, go ahead and do that. So that's your incentive to buy early in Tampa. And I'll be adding more dates soon. If you did not hear your town, but you want me to come there, head over to my Instagram, instagram.com/JMS Comedy, or just at JMS Comedy if you're using the app like most of us. Click the link in my bio, join my email list. That lets me know where you guys are so I know what areas want to come see me. So do that. I can't wait to get to more cities. I'm having so much fucking fun on the road. You guys have been amazing. People have been buying merch. These audiences have been out of control good, just electric, laughing, having a blast. And I know all these upcoming shows are going to be no exception. So I will see you there. JMScomedy.com/shows to get your tickets. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We're going to have a fucking good time either way. So thanks for listening to this little promo. Enjoy this episode. Ta-ta, idiots.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
mission satellite stuck in the orbit of Saturn. It's an FFS kind of style episode of Ignorance is Blessed with me, Jessica Michelle Singleton. Hi, everybody. Welcome back, idiots, or welcome for the first time. Listen, I'm trying to shoot this myself, and I wanted to do, I mentioned this in previous podcasts, in the intros, which if you're only watching on YouTube, you don't hear, because I haven't been filming those. I've just been putting up the straight interviews. But I want to bring back a little more of the style when I was doing FFS briefly. So I want to do those in sort of Friday-ish solo episodes, maybe eventually, or sometimes I'll have a friend on. So if you do have, you know, we looked over articles and crazy videos and stuff on the previous ones. This is just going to be me being a chatterbox. But send those on over to me, I guess, ignoranceisblessedpodcast@gmail.com. You fucking monster. Moki? It's become apparent to me that I either didn't know my roommate was gone or I'm about to be murdered on camera. We're going to find out, and yep, it's my roommate. No, I'm just recording a solo.
Can I make an appearance?
Yes, come make an appearance. We could. I have to scoot over because I don't know what it looks like on camera. Should we pull another microphone in?
Oh, no, I can squeeze right here.
Should we add a microphone?
Oh, my God, what are we recording?
I'm literally just talking about nothing. I'm doing a solo episode of my podcast, end of year.
Oh, my God. Okay, can I say something? I was, so I obviously know what we talked about on my episode, but
it
was like fun to listen to. Aww. Like, isn't that like it was, you did a great job.
I
feel like I was in a haze when we recorded.
Oh, you mean so
bawling,
talking about drama. You're like,
oh, Moki wants to say something.
Say something. Yeah.
No, it's good. The podcast is good, dude.
Thank you.
I love it.
Turns out the podcast is good, dude. I've actually gotten a lot of great feedback. People love your episode.
Really?
Your episode, which I told you this, and I shared, I think, in my Instagram story, but for those of you listening, I forget where I told you, it like charted in...
Oh, like Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe? Algeria? Like countries that I was like, cool, I didn't fucking know they were listening, but they are, or they're just trolling for content about Bosnians. I don't know.
I went to see a movie last night, and they had there's a list of books on the whiteboard, and one of the names of, like, it's fake books and stuff, but it was Car Full of Bosnians, and I just started laughing. I was like, a little nod to me. I'm always happy about, like,
wait, where was this place? What movie theater has a whiteboard?
American Fiction. It was in the movie American
Fiction. In the movie. Okay, I was like, there's just a whiteboard of fake. Yeah. Wow, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. No, I didn't explain that well either.
I mean, you did great.
All
right, well, she's leaving us. She's abandoning ship, but if you haven't already, go follow Ariana Ramich everywhere. Listen to her episode if you have not. And it is, you know, believe Bosnians. Is that even a thing? I don't know. I sound insane. But, you know, it's all cyclical because now we're wrapping up a year where there's genocides going on all over the place. And it's... so fucking sad. That's not what I was going to talk about. I just got so sad. You guys, there's people are dying both in horrific corporate government funded massacres and also just individually. In my world, I've lost some friends and that's sad. And if you have also experienced either of these things or you're feeling the collective loss, look, I was just going to bitch about some dumb shit, and I'm going to do that, but I want to take a second to send you love. I know the weird thing about the end of the year is, you know, a lot of us get this New Year's kind of mania, fucking, I'm pumped up. You know, it's a time for almost rebirth, or it's not starting over, but starting fresh. But what comes along with that, I think it happens at birthdays too, is... you can sometimes slip into looking back on the year and looking at what you didn't accomplish or what you wish you would have done that you never even started. Another year of me not trying, insert dream here or a hobby you wanted to learn or going to a place you wanted to go, having more higher learning experiences, trying to be more cultured, meeting more people, blah, blah, blah. Fucking stop. Stop that. and take a second, get out your little pen and pad, and write the things that did go well, even if it is a small thing. You know what? I went on a couple hikes this year. I said I was going to go hiking 3 times a week. I went 3 times the whole year, but I did it, and that's more than I did the year before. Try to be, you got to focus on the wins. Otherwise, you're going to live in fucking hell and get miserable. And that's what I'm trying to do for the new year. Focus on the wins, even if they're small. Going to try to really get into my gratitude practice, writing 3 to 5 things a day that I'm grateful for, even if they're small. Sometimes it's water. And that's actually, when you ask people in other parts of the world, a really great thing to be grateful for. Some people can't just get clean water straight from their fucking fridge. Do yourself a favor. Life is fucking hard. There's going to be disappointments. Don't let them completely overshadow the moments of joy. You had a great conversation with a friend. You actually took a day off during the break and didn't work on shit. You know what? I didn't write the novel that I wanted to write, but I read way more books this year than last year. And that was just a thing I made up. I am not planning to write a novel as of now, but I did read a lot more books. And when I say read, I mean listen to. And I just want to go ahead and start off my complaining about random things by saying, fuck you if you're a person who goes, that doesn't count as reading. You ableist piece of shit, okay? You're not better than me because you used your eyeballs instead of your ears. It's a sensory preference. I still ingested the same amount of information. A lot of times I was driving. You know what I couldn't do if I was reading a book? Get out and walk. So I was expanding my physical health while expanding my mind. And I'm not saying it's better. I'm not like, fucking, you're dumb for reading with your eyes, for actually doing the reading instead of listening to someone read it to you like a nighttime bedtime story. They're both good. They both work different parts of the brain. It's good to do both of them or do things that stimulate those parts of your brain. But like this fucking, I remember I learned about the 75 hard this year. And because someone on my Instagram did it. And you know, it's a fitness, growth, self-development, get better challenge, which great, good. We should all aspire to get better. Whatever that means. Find one little thing to improve on. You fucking never walk. Go to the mailbox once a day. Start there. Then go to the end of your street. Get 1% better, as Stacia Patwell, CEO, creator of School of Thought, says. And by the way, I am restarting her program on January 1st. I don't know if you can still sign up, but there is links in all my show notes if you want to with a discount code. That wasn't me segueing into this. But a big part of the 75 hard, it's like you work out twice a day. You have to follow a diet. You have to drink, I think, 1 gallon of water, no drinking alcohol. And you have to read 10 minutes a day. And part of it is like, audiobooks don't count. Fuck you. That is pretentious. And by the way, hoarding of consumerism bullshit. Like, I don't know who started 75 hard. It's a Google away. I'm not going to do it right now. I bet it's a guy who wrote a book. I bet it's a guy who wants to sell physical copies of his own book. And he's like, you could start with my book. Fuck you. Learn and grow in the best way that suits you. If the way that you learn and grow is to lick things, then fine. Don't do that to people. But it's all that to say. And I see, I realize the irony of me going after that guy, as I have a podcast, which is mostly auditory. And I'm like, you can fucking listen to things too, and it's just as good. But this content's free. And I'm not trying to sell you anything. I mean, if you want to buy my merch or come see me at a show, like, I would like for you to come, but that's not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to fucking share thoughts and grow together. And speaking of which, if you want to share thoughts and like get in conversation with not just me, but also other people who are part of the podcast, I say it all the time, but I don't know if I say it on the YouTube. I say it in the on the fucking intros of the audio. There's a podcast group on Facebook. Ignorance is #blessedidiots. You'll get a pop-up question. So make sure you mention I'm here because of the podcast. That just keeps out the riffraff. And by the riffraff, I mean weird people who seem to just join Facebook groups that they have no idea what they're about, but just want to be part of a group. It's very strange. Don't come in and fucking spam it. If you try to sell something in the group, I'm kicking you out. I'm not, you're not doing your pyramid scheme. Do whatever. Get your hustle on. Fine. Not in my Facebook group. But man, I just thought of the fact that I listen to most podcasts on 2x speed, and anyone trying to do that right now is probably having a heart attack because I talk way too fast. Let me try to slow down. Let me literally try to take my own advice here on my microphone hand. Join there. You can start a conversation. If you heard something that you're like, I kind of disagree with that, or I thought this was interesting, or here's something I didn't realize about XYZ thing, you can put it in there. Friendly debates are welcome. Yeah. What I had to stop having was my family members in the, you can't be in the group if you're my immediate family. It's my business, and you can't be starting fights or arguments in the group. You can call me stupid over the phone. So you just do that. You call me and you talk to me as a person. But there was just one post I fully deleted because I was like, yeah, I can't just be my mom and my brother going back and forth. Love you. It's also my brand. And, it looks really silly when that happens. But that happened. It was really funny. And I'm just like, no more. You got to have boundaries, you know, between your work and your family and your love life. And that's not what I'm here to talk about either. But all that to say, if it's easier for you to ingest information auditorily, listen to those books. And don't let your weird ass, introverted, overly into self love, who curls up with a book and lights an incense and holds their cup of tea with both their hands and takes a big whiff, make you feel like you're less than them. You fucking plug in those headphones, get your hands in those Mexican elote Cheetos chips covered in that dust as you chug your Mountain Dew, and you fucking listen to whatever the fuck you want to listen to. Also, by the way, if you are an avid reader or especially audiobook person, because I know sometimes there's a fun added element of the voices and storytelling element, I'm open to suggestions. But that was just a long tangent to tell you to get in the Facebook group. Join the Facebook group. I'm sorry, I'm doing a gross, and I'm not going to, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'll cut this out. That's why I'm just addressing it. I'm looking right into the camera and going, I'm a little mucusy, I think, because I ate fucking... because I ate a cookie is what happened. it's cookie materials that my body is no longer familiar with because I was eating clean and is like, does anyone else get that with ice cream? Does anyone else enjoy a delicious ice cream and then have that like thick mucus feeling where you're like, this is specifically to get rid of people who are noise sensitive and want to complain about it in the comments. I'm kidding, but I'm so sorry if that's you and you just had to deal with that. Anyway, you're going to see me loogies and boogers and all probably every time I do these episodes. Oh, on the note, by the way, of like pretentious, like that guy, I don't know if he's an author, the guy who's like, it doesn't count if you're not reading it, which fucking does he not have an audiobook? Now I'm getting mad. This is, by the way, most people's tweets in a nutshell, they're getting mad at a made-up conversation, a made-up situation, and they're like, if you think this, that's the problem with most of the internet and most hot takes is people are making arguments against of either a very minority or a made-up opinion of what they think the polar opposite extreme version person of them would think, and then they'll just get likes for being like, if you think that people who are different should be lit on fire and hung from a tree, let me tell you how wrong you are. The other day I saw someone share a thing snarkily of, they're like, oh, what? But like, can you believe this person even said this? And it was Lauren Boebert, who I don't even know. It is some fucking right-wing idiot. Is who they were like, can you believe she said this? But it wasn't her. It said parody in the corner, and it literally, the account was Lauren Boebert. And this person has all these likes, and people in the comments like, you know what? I was shocked, but in this day and age, I guess this is what people think. And it's like, this is a fake person. It's also like, the real person is probably saying dumb enough shit what you're going to make a whole account to parody them and then confuse people. And then people are making their decisions based on caricatures of the wrong people, which, by the way, happens on both sides. So now we're just, why don't we fucking, how about in 2024, a fucking election year, people just speak facts. How about if you don't know the absolute truth of what happened or what was said or what's going on, you shut the fuck up. How about that as a global New Year's resolution? Shut the fuck up. Huh? Don't put your fucking emotions into a news story. It's like, have your emotions about them, but this fucking, man, people will run away with like one little thing and make it. By the way, there's so much horrific going on. There are multiple genocides going on right now, which I said at the beginning. What a fun episode this is. And of course, anything like that, anything where anyone's being oppressed needs a light shown on it. It's interesting where people shine a light and where they just don't know shit. And I think that's a failure of our system. I think there's something to be said about the media covering certain things and not covering other things because they want to create fucking emotions. I mean, that's all clickbait is. They want to get people riled up. And you should speak out about injustices. And when you see people hurting, you should fucking care about people regardless of who they are or what they believe in. If it doesn't fully align with your thing, you should care about people hurting and you should love them. That being said, I am so fucking sick of people who are not even remotely personally affected by a cause, making a cause their entire fucking personality. Boy, do people get horny to glom on to somebody else's struggle because they have nothing going on. How about instead of you fucking posting 800,000 posts about whatever the thing is that you're mad about, putting it in your profile, tweeting it, telling people if they're not doing anything, they're pieces of shit on social media. Why don't you fucking get off social media and go make some money and then actually impact the cause? Because I hate to be the bearer of bad news. That's all that fixes anything. Money and power. Your fucking like quirky hot take is not saving anybody. And also, nobody needs to hear from a fucking white woman at the top of her hill in a castle talking about how bad things are. Get out there and fucking do something. Like, if you have the time to make your entire personality a cause online, that's your whole thing? Is that, like, you've taken up posting about things? You're not doing enough. You're not doing enough, and you're a fraud, and you're getting dopamine hits off of feeling like you're doing good because people like your post. And guess what? Unfortunately for me, dopamine is not a currency. Because boy, would I be living a different life based on whatever the fuck is happening with my brain chemistry most of the time. It's okay to share things. Sure, yeah, fucking share the news. But this fucking, man, people get, they're like, thank. There are people who fucking were so grateful that something bad became really popular because now they had a thing to stand for. Which is good if you're actually taking action. But if you've made your whole personality suddenly the thing that's the popular thing that's bad, when there's 8 million things going wrong, and 3 months ago, I never heard you say one thing about, I don't know, the Middle East or Earth. Fuck you. Okay. That's all. Share the information and then go out and do something is the point. It's not fucking, because I don't want to hear from people who are like, oh, you think fucking silence is the answer? Silence is compliance? No. But have the sense to know that, like, you got to do more. Like, you know, at least be the person, you know, at least, like, I respect the people who are sharing the things that can actually move you to do something. Five Calls is an app one of my friends shared. I think Ahmed Barucha put in his profile. It helps you. It basically, like, gives you a script of how to call your congressperson and the resource. Like, you can call them from the phone. It tells you who your people are. You can call them. Gives you, like, a script to file a, like, hey, I wanted to call and let you know I oppose this. which is a great move, because at least there's a record of constituents, hopefully. They're probably being burned because both major parties actually don't give a fuck about you unless you're a very wealthy person giving them money. But at least we can make our paper trail, right? about any cause. You can choose your cause. It'll give you, like, a script. Very helpful for those people who are always like, you know, they say, you know, call your congressman, or this congressman's supposed to represent me, but it's like, he doesn't even know what I'm thinking. That's a great resource. People sharing resources, fuck yeah. If you're going to share stuff, pepper in some resources. And also, you want to make a change? Do what I do. When you get a mass text from your local congressman asking you for money, tell them about the homeless man who's funneling heroin into his asshole outside your apartment. Let him know you think he's a piece of shit. Is it going to change anything? No. But at least that is a warmth that comes from your work and within, and not the validation of other people around you. Okay? And I want to say one more thing about... I mentioned this, the fucking audiobooks and regular books, and just on the note of books. So I've been listening to stuff on, I've been listening to full books, but there's an app called Uptime that they're doing now bites of this podcast, by the way. This is not an ad. And there's other ads apps like it. I've listened across a lot of them. I kind of rotate in different seasons for no other reason than just being like, maybe I'll mix it up. Blinkist, Headway, where you can get summaries of books. And I kind of use these now as like, I'll listen to the summary. And then if I'm really like drawn into this idea, especially with growth and development stuff, then I'm like, okay, let me get the full book. Because a lot of people just make shit up. Like, you wrote a whole book about fucking just look in the mirror every morning and say, hey, you got this. And you extrapolated that into a book, the you got this theory. I've made that up. If that's a real thing, I'm not personally attacking whoever that is, because I've made this up from the top of my head. So know that, but also know if it is a real thing, fuck that person. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But that's why I listen to the summaries. And then when I am like, oh, I'm really like glomming little things that are helpful for this, I'll go in, usually listen to the full book. If it really resonates, then I'm like, let me get this so I can have the visual, I can underline and like go back and look and see, you know, this piece of advice, this tip, this tool. So at some point in my, you know, quest to grow throughout the year, I came across I think Headway app had a summary of Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week, which I remembered being like, I remember starting that, but I don't actually remember what it said, and I can't remember why. I was like, I remember like I wanted to listen to it or read it, and then like I wasn't into it, or like something, I got sidetracked. Let me listen again. And long story short about the book, by the way, it's teaching you how to like maximize your time, have a 4-hour work week. And maybe I'm the idiot for being like, this is not helpful advice for most people. Maybe the book wasn't for most people. Maybe Tim Ferriss did a bunch of press that I haven't seen because the book's old, and was like, hey, if you're already a millionaire, this book's for you. But it starts out like it's going to be this most, like the most motivating book. This is going to teach you how to prioritize your time, maximize your efficiency. And the big opening story, because every one of these books has this fucking story the author tells of like, the moment I realized I had to make a change. He's already running a $1 million plus company. The man's already a millionaire. And he's like, I wanted to take a year and travel, but I didn't know if that would ever be possible. What am I to do? Fuck you for selling this in a book to the mass public. Fuck anyone. Like, there should be a stamp that goes on the cover of every piece of fucking information book. If someone's giving a retreat, you know, an empowerment weekend, a speech, they should have to wear a fucking scarlet letter if they come from money and they already have inherited wealth. Remember that fucking girl wash your Facebook? I remember listening to that and being like, oh, sorry, your big advice is you married a rich Disney exec. And then, by the way, did you guys see it like the beginning of pandemic? They were doing like couples retreats or like these fucking big convention type things where people would come. I don't know why I can't think of that word. I'm losing my mind. The Tony Robbins fucking things. Expos? I don't know. I wish I had a producer here right now for this exact thing. High dollar tickets to couples to make their, like, strengthen your marriage. And then they fucking got divorced. And her first book is Girl, Wash Your Face. That's the fucking title. You just gotta wash your face. You have a millionaire husband. It has nothing to do with your fucking face washing routine. You stupid fucking bitch. Tim Ferriss was already a fucking, I'm just calling people a bitch. I'm just so mad though. He's already a millionaire and he's like, here's how you can maximize your time. Yeah, if I'm a fucking, yeah. How about the person who's just trying to get their dream going? Sure, maybe there is a book out there for them. Is there? I don't know. Is every self-help author already a millionaire and they're going, how I made it? I'm sick of people whose entire, like, angle is they're motivational. Yeah. What's your thing? I motivate people. Well, because you have one story. Because one time a kid was mean to you in third grade and now you've made millions by going like, hey, if I can do it, hey, I made a bunch of money off of this speech and then I turned that money into more money by making these books that kind of say the same thing over and over, but I like gave it a new angle or a new title or came up with a new tactic. That's not helpful. How to get richer when you're already rich is not helpful to most people. And honestly, if we're going to ban books, I'm not saying, like, I don't think we should ban books, but boy, are they banning a lot of books that are probably way more helpful than a fucking rich guy telling you how to go from working 15-hour days to a 4-hour work week. Turns out I could just hire people to do things because I was making so much fucking money. Wow. What a revelation. Delegate? Yeah, that's something a lot of people who probably could afford to do could learn. But fuck you for selling, like, pitching these things as, like, this is going to help everyone. No, how about how to get a job that doesn't make you want to fucking dangle from your ceiling and still have a life and pay your bills and not have cortisol coursing through your fucking neck veins every day because you don't know how you're going to survive. Where's that book? Where's the how to be just okay? How about the, like, hey, it's all right and it's all right to just be all right book? I really went off the deep end here. And this was supposed to be uplifting. Listen, I'm not going to go into another tangent. This isn't going to be a whole long episode. We're already pushing half an hour at this point. Here's what I do want to say. We started last year doing these FFS ones. And yeah, there, you know, we had the video elements in the articles. So if you have that stuff you want to send, I'll start incorporating them again. ignoranceisblessedpodcast@gmail.com just to keep them consolidated. Because this is still Ignorance is Blessed. Because I tried it and I loved it. But when I started it, I had someone producing who was able to, like, source the articles and handle all the editing for that kind of thing. And that is extra work more than producing the interview ones where it's just cutting the camera angles because it's adding stuff in and there's, you know, the extra back work of finding the bits and the pieces and the articles and the stories. And luckily, that person who is my boyfriend, the incredible Nate Dixon, ended up in a career position. At the time, he was not freelancing. He was work from home, mortgage real estate, and looking to transition into the job he's into now in the industry. And it happened so fucking quickly. And, like, no one could have anticipated. I mean, I could have. He's brilliant. And I literally was like, I mean, this is a testament to something. I'm using someone else's year that, like, say what you want to do and actually take that. Let that be the thing for next year. Submit the application for the job you want. Apply to the program. Maybe you get rejected, but that's information too. Apply to the fucking graduate program you want to be part of. You know, submit to join whatever club or sport, or go to the tryout, go to the audition, go to the interview. Don't rob yourself of finding your purpose by sabotaging even trying. And by the way, when it comes to stuff like that, I truly believe there's not a failure. Like, and this isn't like get off the horse, fucking fall off the horse, get back up, no matter how many times until you're fucking flying on that. Because that's Christopher Reeve died in a wheelchair because of horses. Sometimes you fall off a horse and you go, you know what? I'm not supposed to ride horses. But you got on the horse and now you know. And hopefully, you know, I probably shouldn't have used Christopher Reeve at the beginning of this analogy. But you know what I mean? That's the whole shoot for the moon. And even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. It's like, okay, you try the thing. Maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe you fucking eat shit. Maybe you embarrass yourself in the interview, or you just don't get it. Maybe you apply and they go, thank you so much, we're going another direction. Okay, that's information. That wasn't for you. Maybe not forever, but for right now, that's, now you know, okay, that's not what I'm supposed to do right now. I can cross that off. What else did I want to try? Let me do that. It doesn't have to be like, I'm fucking didn't get the thing. I wanted to get in the show thing. I wanted to have that job. And now I'm a fucking failure because they didn't hire me. It's like, no, that's just not for you right now. Well, if it was for you, you would have gotten it. So like, what else are you trying to do? Spin a couple plates. See what takes off. And then when things do take off, don't be like me. Don't abandon them when they start really... I'm just kidding. But I'm going to lean in more this year. I'm going to trust myself. I'm saying this and I'm doing it. I'm going to take the next step. What is the next level for this thing? You know, I want to put out a special. So it's like, okay, what have you been delaying? I waited and waited until other people were asking, you know, when's your special coming out? People started going, I would love for you to do a special. Are you going to do a special? Because I didn't look. It's great to self-produce. I self-produce all my stuff for the most part. I'll very likely gonna self-produce my special. But there are a lot of people put it, like, you don't need to call it a special if nobody asked for it. You filmed a set and you put it up and your mom and a couple friends from back home watched it. That's fine. But still good to put stuff out there. You still put it out there and call it whatever you want. The point is, that was my fucking negative thinking of like, I don't want to do it until people ask. And I'm like, okay, now that that started, you know, people go, where's your special? What's going on? People tagging me. When are you going to fucking, when's yours? So that's the thing for me. It's like, okay, let me go for this. Go for things. And also know that, like, if you put something aside, I think this whole podcast is a great metaphor for that, because you wanted to try something else. You thought, you know what, this is going well, but, like, I've always wanted to, like, try that. Or this other thing is kind of, like, making me feel good, and I want to lean into that. That's okay, too. You can always, sorry for everyone watching it on YouTube, there's, like, a tiny, one of my hairs got on the microphone, and I keep grabbing at it. I don't know what that sounded like in the audio, but boy, oy, oying, huh? Let me just set that here to, in my mind. So for those listening, I just set the little hair I pulled out of the microphone on my knee. Like, when I'm done recording, I'll take that and throw it away. We all know I'm going to have forgotten by then. The thing's going on the floor, and I'm going to get it one day with a vacuum cleaner, or very likely by the next time I use this microphone, it will somehow have floated back into it. But like this part, I paused for a while to do some other things because you can only do so much. And then I came back. And I want to say, by the way, thank you guys so much for coming back with me. Thank you to everyone who was so excited when I tried the new format. Was it loving the new format? Thank you for everyone who expressed their excitement when I came back to the old format. And now I'm trying to kind of give a little column A, column B. And that's why at the beginning on YouTube, you'll see these on different podcast channels. And that's on my page, Jessica Michelle Singleton. But I'm going to keep these ones under FFS so that if you prefer those or you want to binge that style, here they are. If you want to do the interviews, that's over on Ignorance is Blessed. And then the music at the beginning, of course, what you heard at the beginning of this was the FFS music when I was doing that, when I was trying to switch to that format. And that's so if you're driving or you're walking, you're just fucking like listening to things on audio. Book people. It kind of cues you. Okay, it's going to be one of those. She's going to either rant or have a friend and they're going to be silly, but it's not going to, I'm not going to learn. I mean, you might learn something. You might just relearn that I'm a fucking stupid idiot that talks too much. But it's not going to be an interview where you're, you know, getting to know this new person and like the inner workings of whatever they're into or whatever they're teaching us or showing us or talking to us about. But that way you can kind of distinguish if you're, you know, on the go. So you can skip or jump as you wish. And look, I could rant about a million more things, but I'm not going to. I'm going to wrap this up. But I want to say, I hope that the end of the year, you are either with people you love or finding joy in being by yourself or finding a way to find peace if you are forced to be with people you cannot fucking stand. Can't recommend meditation enough, or just audiobooks. Pretend you're listening to something so they leave you alone. They won't. Family's relentless. And I think there's a lot to be said about the part of meditation that helps you with acceptance, with things like that. But that's another talk for another time. Here's my little, I'm not going to call it a gift, thing that I do that helps me. As I said at the beginning, going through and writing out what things went right. But something I did this year was at some point earlier in the year, not the beginning, because I didn't think to do it. I may have thought to do it, but then I did the ADHD, put it off and never do it thing. If you have something you're trying to grow or some goal you're trying to make bigger, I want to, you know, for a comedian like me, it's like, okay, social media is a necessary evil, in my fucking opinion, part of the career. So I wanted to grow my social media. So I wrote down where I was at and I wrote down goal numbers. And then every quarter I would go and look and go, okay, how much have I grown? Because it's also easy as you're growing to forget where you were and everything when you're really in the thick of like chasing a dream or growing your business or, you know, working out. It's why you take progress pics. Progress. God, I need to shut the fuck up. Progress pictures. It's easy to not realize how far you've come when you're in the weeds, when you're out there in the fucking thick of it. It just, you're always striving for the next goal and you forget that where you're at is actually where you wanted to be 3 years ago, 3 months ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, 3 days ago. Probably not 3 days ago. I mean, yeah, like if you fucking win the lottery, sure. Or like you book, like rarely, whatever. Maybe 3 days ago. That, having that written down so you can go back and look is, for me, is so helpful because I go, oh, I had a lot of growth in this thing. I did this many more clubs. I headlined this many more weekends at new places. I went to these new cities. I released this many episodes. I did this many spots, XYZ, et cetera, et cetera. I took this many steps. I worked out this many days. The list goes on and on for whatever your thing is. But that, being able to visually see that, like, and go like, oh, actually I did grow. Actually the things I'm doing are helping. It is working. It's so helpful. Because I swear to God, I've at least doubled most of my followings on all the social media I wanted to, if not more. And I don't think I would even know that if I hadn't written it down. I would be like, yeah, it moved a little. And then the analytics on most really only let you go back 90 days. So I'd go, okay. Well, yeah, there's a little bump, but like I put so much time. I spent money on having someone edit clips for me. I fucking lost time doing this XYZ. Or I could do the same with the podcast where I go, oh, you know, I started paying someone to edit and be here for the interviews. And like, is it growing? And it's like, oh yeah. Oh, it is. Turns out people are tuning in. People are whatever, you know? And I don't know if I would recognize that if I didn't track the data. So do that. Give yourself the gift of getting to see. And also, okay, Maybe track the data and things get worse. That's also information, especially with a creative project. You're like, okay, maybe this isn't the thing I put all my time in. That's fine. It's information. It's not a failure if something doesn't grow the way you hope it does. It could be slow. It could just be like, okay, this isn't it. And that's okay. But also on that note, if you are, especially in a creative field, you know, don't rush to just throw something away, you know? Like, I brought the podcast back. And I was like, okay, I have this tendency to fucking start it and fuck off, start it and fuck off. Let me just see what happens. Fucking knock on wood with me about to jinx myself saying this shit. If I put it out for a year, let's see where the growth goes. If it keeps growing versus if it tapers out, or maybe eventually it starts to go down. Maybe you guys get fucking sick of me. That's information. Maybe I'll fucking pull back. Or maybe if it's growing, I'll start doing more. Because especially with something where like it's more time than it is, like I'm losing money making this right now. And that's okay. But if you see like, oh, people are liking it, that if I do more, maybe that's a way to fucking also bolster my revenue and be able to like afford to pay for my creative projects. Like you start getting advertisers, whatever. This is such a niche example because not all of you are doing a podcast, but it's information. We're learning, growing, and trying new things. Also, you don't have to fucking make any major changes. You can set these like goals for little numbers, but you don't have to become a new person on New Year's Eve. Quit fucking, good for you if you are gonna like get sober or finally quit eating sugar or whatever the fuck. But like, I don't know. Why don't you just say, I'm gonna do a little bit less of the thing that makes me feel bad. Sometimes we put a bar up that it's like, I was never gonna reach that bar. I'm 4'11". I hung a bar at 17 feet in the air. It was never gonna happen. But you know, you can trickle it up a little. Does any of this make sense? All right, I'm going to go. I hope you all have a happy new year. I believe it's sold out, but I will be at the Comedy Store in the original room New Year's Eve. So if for some reason anyone listening to this has no plans and is also in Los Angeles, come see me if it's not sold out. But those shows usually do sell out ahead of time. So, and frankly, most of you will probably listen to this after it's done. So what the fuck am I talking about? I'm on the road. JMScomedy.com/shows to get tickets. I'm coming to a bunch of places. I dropped those at the top of this if you're listening on audio. But for video people who I never fucking plug those in at, I'm going to be in Milwaukee January 19th and 20th. Then the next week on January 25th, I'm going to be in Atlanta. 26th, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And then 27th, I'll go over to Gainesville, Georgia. And but come to the fucking Atlanta show if you can, because it's Punchline Comedy Club. It's my first time headlining there, so I really want to make a... I mean, come to both. We're going to have fun. But if you're somewhere in the middle of those two cities, it would help me if you came to the Atlanta show, for sure. Let them know that you wanted me there, because you've been fucking asking me to come there, and I fucking cannot stand the people who are like, when are you coming here? The day after I leave. It's a hacky trope at this point for comedians, but it is what it is. Austin, I'm coming to Austin February 2nd and 3rd. I will be at Cap City Comedy Club. Come see me there. Grand Rapids, I'm so excited to come back to Grand Rapids. I'll be at Dr. Grin's, I don't know, March 21st through the 23rd, something like that. I had posted on my Instagram that I'll be in Bozeman. That date is going to change. I apologize for that. I'm very excited to come there, but I had to move it for something else, which I will be announcing when I can. And there's a couple other things. Wisconsin, Janesville. I'm going to be there May 18th and 19th. Dayton, Kentucky, outside of Cincinnati, April 12th. Come to that. It's a cool new venue called the Commonwealth Sanctuary. I have no idea if it's cool, but it's the concept seems cool. I haven't been there. Someone tell me how cool it is. Also, if you're in any of these cities, find my social media, come to the fucking Facebook group and tell me what I need to see. I'm trying to be better about getting the fuck out and seeing these cities and really being grateful for the fact that I get to go to so many new places all the time and not just laying in my hotel room and, you know, eating Chipotle and dancing alone to Beyonce till the showtime starts. And also I'll be on the Stacia fitness program, which is pretty rigid diet, but I'm going to try to, I'm timing my cheat meal. You get one cheat meal a week with these cities. So like, where are the fucking cheese curds and the burger I need to get in Milwaukee? You know what I mean? Tell me like the place I can't miss. Yeah. And Green Bay, Wisconsin on Sunday, May 20th. And then a lot more to come. Yeah. Let me know what you think in the comments. If you like me doing the solo rants, I guess it did get a little social on YouTube. You put that down there. I could just leave it to audio. I'm not going to. I'm going to keep putting out content until I'm trying to grow this fucking YouTube page. Are you watching this and you haven't subscribed to me? Fuck you if you made it this far and you're not just like, just fucking hit the subscribe button. Why are you? I don't want to be the fucking, don't mash that subscribe button, but come the fuck on, dude. Just hit it. Just fucking help me. Help me. All right. That's it. Follow me at JMS Comedy. Follow the podcast on Instagram. Ignorance is blessed. And check out the show notes if you want 45% off Grun's Daily Vitamins. I've been taking them. I don't know. I act like this. You tell me if they're working. Good fucking luck out there. Happy New Year, idiots. Stay safe. Do what makes you happy. Cut out your enemies. Do people have enemies? All right, I'm done. Goodbye. That concludes this week's episode of Ignorance is Blessed. I hope you enjoyed the guest. Do you have follow-up thoughts, follow-up questions? Get in the Facebook group and start a conversation. Ignorance is hashtag blessed idiots on Facebook. You can search for it or find it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS Comedy. There you can have a chat about this guest. You can ask about future guests. You can suggest future guests. I love it all. Please keep giving suggestions and keep asking questions, because the more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know. And the more we know, the more we can look down on others who aren't as smart as we are. And isn't that the point? Thank you for listening. And thank you for being patient with my ignorance. See you soon, idiots.